USA News, I'm Corey Myers. The hunt for debris from those objects shot down over North American skies is officially over, Karen Sloan reports.
Navy crews have finished clearing remnants of a Chinese surveillance balloon that went down off the Carolina coast. That's all gone to an FBI lab in Quantico for analysis. And now Northern Command reports its ending attempts to find what's left of two other objects, despite having no success in locating debris in Alaska and Lake Huron. Earlier, National Security Council spokesman John Kirby noted that without recovering the debris, it would be highly unlikely that authorities would be able to determine what the objects actually were. I'm Karen Sloan.
Former President Trump, hoping to have the famed Access Hollywood tape barred from a defamation trial brought against him.
The trial comes on charges by a writer who alleges she was raped by Trump. His attorneys want the 2005 video of him making that famous grab him by the P-word gaffe while on board an Access Hollywood bus with anchor Billy Bush banned from the lawsuit, being brought on by E. Jean Carroll, saying it's irrelevant and prejudicial. Carroll's attorney says in the meantime, though, the hot mic comments show that the incident with her was not just an isolated incident. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Four U.S. troops have been injured during a helicopter raid that killed an ISIS leader.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby spoke from the White House about what happened.
As the Pentagon has reported, an explosion during the raid also resulted in four U.S. troops and one other working dogs suffering some injuries.
The four are part of a U.S. Special Operations Forces.
The troops and the working dog are in stable condition. They're being treated at a U.S. medical facility in Iraq.
I'm Dave Collins.
This is USA News.
Attention! This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-362-9337. 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
Pennsylvania Senator John Fetterman being treated for clinical depression. A statement from the Democrats' chief of staff says he's at Walter Reed Medical Center in Maryland receiving inpatient care. Here's NBC correspondent Dasha Burns.
In our interview back in October, Fetterman telling us that everything had changed after the stroke, conversations with his family, with his staff. You can imagine how difficult that can be.
Country singer Kelly Pickler's husband, Nashville songwriter Kyle Jacobs, has died from a self-inflicted gunshot. Pickler said she woke up and couldn't find him in their home, but found the upstairs office door locked, at which point she called the police. Jacobs penned songs for Pickler, George Strait, Kelly Clarkson, Randy Travis, among others. Pickler placed sixth in season 5 of American Idol in 2010. The couple was married in 2011. Alligator hunters have nabbed a record gator in the Florida Keys. When all was said and done and the plan worked out the way they wanted, the hunters managed to capture the beast, which measured 12 feet long and weighed about 600 pounds. The largest gator ever caught during a hunt in the Florida Keys, 14 feet 3 inches. This is USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.